Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Boy, if we spent our lives pondering that he loved us first. You know, it's not how high we can jump. It's that he stooped down to make us great. I think it would change everything for us. How about this one, the Spirit who unifies?
Yeah, oh, that's one I've been thinking of a lot recently. You know, I think one of the deepest problems of our hearts, and I speak for myself here too, is how quickly we're willing to exclude somebody else from our story. And I think this is the root of disunity, is looking at someone else and saying, you're not part of my story. I have my story, you have yours. Of course, all of our hearts are burdened by the news almost on a daily basis here. And what I see in every one of those reports of violence or reports of just everything that we hear, what I see is people dividing and turning away from each other and saying, I don't share a story with you. And then because of that, it's okay for me to be violent towards you, to dismiss you, to fill in the blank, whatever response rises to the top of our angry and fearful heart there. And this happens in the church too. Jesus, of course, in his high priestly prayer towards the end of John, he looks towards the Father and he says, and he asks that we, his body, might be one, as he and the Father are one. The very union of the Trinity happening in us because of the Spirit. So if this is the hope, and if that's his desire and his intention, Jesus' desire for his church, how can we be so far from it? It haunts me. The question haunts me. I don't have an easy answer, but I long for it and I hope for it as a possibility. And I pray that in the coming days, in our country, in our world, in our society, that we are able as a church to set aside all of our petty differences so that we can offer some type of hope to a world so longing for a single story, so that we can really be that witness that Jesus wants us to be, a witness of the love of God here on earth.
Wow, Paul, and we really can't be that witness without it, can we? I mean, without that unity, we can't.
No, we can't, and it can't happen except through the Spirit.
Right.
And the real marvel of it is that God allows us to reject that. You know, he allows for our own weakness. He allows for our own choice. And though that won't last forever, every day is an opportunity for us to set aside our small selfishnesses and sins and simply turn to God, asking him to unify us to our brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.